Hello, how you doing, and welcome to the latest installment in the Snodcast series. On this very special podcast, we will showcase what happened on the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show on the morning that 97.4 Cool FM celebrated its 18th birthday. First up though, here's a pop quiz for you. What year did 97.4 Cool FM start broadcasting? What was the first song that was first played on this radio station? Who was the first DJ? Where did the name Cool FM come from? For those of you who would call yourself a radio anorak, well, you probably know all the answers to those questions. Or perhaps your child was born on that particular day and you heard the first hour of broadcasting. Well, if Anne Robinson asks you any of those questions someday, perhaps you're on the weakest link, then you will know the answers. For those of you who don't know, well, we're going to tell you all as we recapture what happened on the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show as 97.4 Cool FM turned 18. You'll get to hear jingles from the early years, memories from listeners and past DJs. You'll get to grips with what music was being played at the time, and you'll find out how a memory of mine from the early years of Cool FM got me well and truly set up on the morning of our 18th birthday celebrations. Celebrating 18 years at the forefront of broadcasting in Northern Ireland, 97.4 Cool FM has turned 18, and this is how the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show celebrated. 18 today. And we always sounded good, didn't we? Cool FM. 97.4 Cool FM celebrating 18 years of broadcasting today. Cool, just wishing you a happy 18th birthday. And could you give a birthday mention to my dad, Gordon, who's a big 50 today? I guarantee Gordon definitely remembers Cool FM coming on air 18 years ago. Happy birthday. Thank you, Paddy. Happy birthday from Ryan, Jamie, Caitlin, Ethan and Ellen Chapman from Scarva. My mum just loves listening to Cool FM. We wake up to Cool every morning on the radio. Nice one. Good morning, Pete and Kirsty. Happy birthday to Cool FM from Jenny and Tricia. Morning, Pete and Kirsty. Happy birthday to Cool FM. I've been with you since you were born and still love it. Maria and Antrim. Cool, just wishing you a happy 18th birthday. That comes in from Kyle and also Denise. Pete, play a weather report from the first day of broadcast and compare it with the weather today. Happy birthday, Cool. Trev. Now, I'll try and look back and find the weather for today, 18 years ago. What I will tell you is, I've definitely got the traffic and travel reports from 18 years ago, and that's coming up. Now, also talking of what happened 18 years ago, right? Whenever it came to advertising,
yes.
Okay, I came across some of the old adverts that were played at the time. And one thing came to mind, okay, particularly when I heard this one, was supermarkets just don't do competitions like that no more.
Stuart's Happy Families, and you've not one but two chances to win your own home. All you have to do is collect four different markers to enter the Stuart's Win Your Home draw. Plus, there's £30,000 of cash prizes just waiting to be won, and over 200,000 instant prizes to be won. It's easy to enter, easy to play. Play Stuart's Happy Families and win.
Did you get that? Was that Win Your Own Home?
H-A-P-P-Y. Play Stuart's Happy Families and you've not one but two chances to win your own home.
Yes!
Win your own home! Go to the supermarket, do your shop and you can walk out with a brand new house! Unbelievable!
I remember, you don't get that anymore.
I remember Stuart's being in Clandy Boys Shopping Centre in Bangor.
Yeah, before it caught fire.
Before it caught fire. Of course, I went away to... I remember going to the Flora apartment in somewhere in Spain with my folks. I can't remember what age I was.
And passing, well, yellow pack.
Yeah, passing Stuart. Yellow pack. We always saw... Yellow pack the same as Tato crisps? Yellow pack cheese and onion the same as Tato? And then we just came down the chute and went into different bags? Is that what happened?
Quite possibly.
I think that's what happened. That's what I've been
told.
They
were a bit more peppery.
Think so?
Yeah.
Cheese onion was good.
They were strong like Tato, but not... I don't think they were the same.
Listen. I'll tell you this one here. Anyway, we went away on holidays. It was wasn't Santa Ponsa. It was Porto Palencia. That's where it was. Drove past Stuart's on the way going... And I was like, oh, there's Stuart's not. Came back and it was burnt to the ground. from holidays.
Oh, is that
what, yeah, that's what happened. That's yeah. happened. And
what I was up there that day.
Well,
we
got
our shopping done and went home and then heard it was on fire.
It's your fault! Anyway, talking about Yellow Pack, right? Remember you used to get the Yellow Pack stuff in the supermarket, right? I'll never forget going on our under 13 hockey tour with Instant Belfast. That's the school I went to. And Brian Todd, morning Brian if you're listening, Brian Todd travelling down the school minibus with a 6-pack of Yellow Pack lager on the seat in his plastic bag that he was going to probably have a wee beer that evening.
Oh, right.
And whenever you get out to fill up the petrol, we were in this bag going, oh, there's Yellow Pack lager. At a 13 years old, it was very funny. Anyway, that is that. So there you go. Right. Also, what I thought was extremely apt for today, considering, right, we are 18, and what has been announced in the last couple of weeks right here, on this day, 18 years ago, when Cool FM was launched, guess who else was just launching their career in the UK and Ireland?
It's been around for 18 years.
Or may have gone away and may just be coming back.
I have no idea.
Well, listen up.
Let me introduce you to the hottest young American band in years. John, Donny, Jordan, Danny and Joe. They're the new kids on the block. We're up! Rock and roll, rap and soul. These guys look good, sound great, and boy, do they make you want to dance. New Kids on the Block. Their album is Hangin' Tough. Out now.
What an advert. You wanted to go and buy the album after that.
Do you know that is bringing back memories now? It really is. Oh, my goodness.
And 18 years on, we are still number one for music across Northern Ireland. And New Kids on the Block.
They're coming back.
They're coming back. Right, Lonnie Gordon, happening all over again. Now, we're looking back over time, looking back over 18 years of being at the forefront of broadcasting in Northern Ireland. And it brings back memories to myself and Kirsty, brings back memories to you, brings back memories to the DJs and the people who put 97.4 Cool FM together. And we're going to share with you some memories throughout the course of today.
97.4 Cool FM, coming of age. 18th birthday memories.
And this is Debbie Allen from Antrim. Well, at the time when Cool was launched, I was in my heyday teens, 18, 19, heading out to clubs, four nights every week, work with hangovers and stuff, and Wes's house mix just always set the Saturday night up for me. Black Box and Right on Time, and oh, the Elk Bars, the memories are flooding back now. The Elk was the place to be, and Clubland and Cookstown, and oh, that takes me right back, 1990. Can't believe it's that long. Remember, I've got the key, I've got the secret. They issued me a wee blue keys with a number on it. And every so often they called out this number and phoned and you won. I think it was like a rollover prize or whatever. Every time I hear it, I just think of Cool FM competition. Grew up and you're part of my family. Part of my life every day.
Coming of age today on its 18th birthday. 97.4 Cool FM.
And we are officially 18 at 8:30. Massive, and I mean massive, in the tail end of the 80s and the early 90s. House of Love, that is Shine On. Good morning. You're with 97.4 Cool FM on our 18th birthday. We're playing some memories from listeners and past DJs and whatnot. And a guy, a good friend of mine, who used to do this very show many years ago, Paul Thomas, is on shortly with one of his memories of 97.4 Cool FM way back in the day. Well, what does Cool FM mean to me? Well, it was a station I grew up with. It was a station that came on air in 1990. And my most prominent early remembrance, probably not the right word.
Anyway, memory.
Yeah. You know, memory of Cool FM. I'm thinking on my feet.
Yes.
Was whenever I was in P7.
Right, okay.
Just turned 10. And where's the P6? No, P7. Anyway, that aside, less of the formalities. I was away at Ard na Banna, right? Mm-hmm. Which is an outdoor pursuit centre down outside Castle Wellen, bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And I was away there for 5 days, away from home.
Scary.
And I was a bit homesick, I have to say.
No.
A wee bit. And I hated the food. Couldn't eat anything. Anyway, my mum and dad had bought me this wee Walkman, right? And on the Walkman had a wee radio. Okay.
Excellent.
And I remember not being able to sleep at night and turning on, and I found Cool FM. And the tune, which always reminds me of that period and, you know, of that time in my life, was a tune that was never off Cool FM. And it was a tune that I'd heard all the time. And I'm trying to remember, you know, some of the DJs who had heard play it. It was probably John Kearns, I remember. Maybe, you know, probably before John Kearns was on the radio. I can't remember. Anyway, it was Jesus, He Knows Me. Phil Collins.
Oh, it was actually Genesis.
Yes, but Phil Collins, of course, is the lead singer for
Fantastic
Genesis.
Fantastic song.
That was a tune that really, really reminds me of Cool FM. And then, of course, the DJs. The DJs have always depicted Cool FM.
Yep.
You know, looking back, John Kearns, absolute legend. PK, of course, who's been here since 1996. Hope I haven't said that. Hope I haven't put a couple of years on him there, but I think it's 96. Woody, who's been here from day number one. We'll have both them on the show a bit later on. Carolyn Stewart. Good mate, still to this day doesn't work here no longer, but fantastic broadcaster. I made her name, of course, right here. Mark Wesley, the guy that put me on the radio to mix records on a Saturday night. And for him, I am internally thankful. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. And of course, Glenn Pavis as well. Of course, he left us there last year, but top bloke. And of course, Define Cool FM. And of course, the guy that made it all possible, John Paul Ballantyne. He was the first guy to speak in commercial radio. And the guy that gave me my break and gave me my job, so thank him for that. And the guy that created Cool FM. Now, how did Cool FM's name come about? Well, I'll tell you all in a wee second. Keeping it cool in the city, 97.4. And of course, we have some of the tunes that defined the start of a decade. The 1990s. Alanah Miles and Black Velvet. Oh, by the way, for all you people who love hip music from way back in the day, I'm going to play you some Heart as well. All here at 97.4, Cool FM, 18 today, officially in 12 minutes. Alanah Miles and Black Velvet from a way back in the day, one of the tunes that defined early Cool FM in 1990. Good morning, Cool FM.
Hello, yes, I was wondering, could I put a request on for my daughter, please?
Yes.
She's 18 today.
18 today?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Jessica McCallion.
Well, we're celebrating our 18th with her 18th. Morning to Jessica. Happy birthday to you. What's your name?
Pardon?
What's your name?
Sarah.
All right, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, you may wonder where the name Cool FM came from. Well, this is the deal. It all goes back to the legend of Finn McCool. Whenever Cool FM was formed, Cool FM was based on American radio and radio that was created in Australia. And it was all about playing loads of tunes, all back to back, one tune after the other, put together with a jingle. A jingle that, for instance, may go like this. Your 97.4. Okay, so it was all about playing loads of music. So Cool FM was going to become the music giant. See where I went there? Music giant. Who was the giant? Finn McCool. Finn McCool, cool. That's where the name Cool FM came from.
It all makes sense now.
Now, obviously, this whole concept was created and whatnot, but in its infancy, it was created at the top of the corridor in our building. In a wee room was my old boss, John Paul Ballantyne, working away on the format of the station and doing such a good job. And he created what was the format of the station and what music we would play and the whole shebang. And outside the door was a big sign saying Splurge FM. Why was it called Splurge FM? Because at that stage, didn't know what it was going to be called. And then the marketeers came up with the Finn McCool story. Music giant. Cool FM was born 18 years ago today at exactly 8:30. And it means so much to so many different people, including a past DJ.
97.4 Cool FM. Coming of age. 18th birthday memories.
Hi, this is Paul Thomas. Happy birthday to Cool FM. I used to present the breakfast show in Cool FM's early days. I remember doing the programme one morning and grabbing for a CD to play on the radio, but not listening to it whilst it was playing. only to my embarrassment to discover that as I back announced the song, it went something like this. Cool FM 97.4, that's Barry White's. Haven't heard it before, not a bad song though. It's called For Promotional Use Only. Thank you for your support and tuning in over the years. This is Paul Thomas. Happy birthday, Cool FM, Belfast's number one hit music station.
Coming of age today on its 18th birthday, 97.4 Cool FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:30. I am thirsty. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:30 on Thursday the 7th of February 2008. Cool FM is officially 18 years old. And this is how it all happened 18 years ago today.
Good morning, and welcome to Cool FM, the new music radio service from Downtown Radio. Broadcasting 19 hours a day on 97.4 FM. We hope you will enjoy our programs, which will feature the music and lifestyle of the 90s. It's just gone 8:30. Stand by for Neil McLeod on The Breakfast Show, and thanks for tuning our way.
Good morning, it is 8:30. This is Cool FM, a brand new radio station for a brand new decade.
97.4 Cool FM, 18 today, 24 minutes to 9, hello?
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much, what's your name?
Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph. Good morning, Cool FM.
Hello, I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you very much, what's your name?
It's Paul here.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning, Cool FM.
Birthday, it's Joe from Antrim. 18 years ago today, I was 18.
Oh!
And I'm loving the music this morning. Brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you for being with us.
No bother. Thanks to you and Kirsty.
Good morning, Kill FM.
Hello, Pete.
Hello there.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hello, Michael.
I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Michael. We really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
No, just Michael here from Lagmore, also known as the hottest guy in Lagmore.
Nice one. Hello, good morning.
Pete!
Yes!
What a song!
Oh, unbelievable!
Yes. Yes.
What's your name?
Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Me and my 5 out of 10 months ago in Bronco. Love the song. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, dear. So, of course, back then, it was Neil McLeod on The Breakfast Show. And, well, what did it sound like?
Hot on 97.4, this is Cool FM, 18 to 9. If you're hearing lots of clinking and things, don't worry about it. That's everyone else having a good time with the champers.
Oh, I can't wait for the boss to come in with our champers today, I have to say.
Do you think we will?
I would like to think so. Off license open at 11 if you've forgotten. And of course, some things just haven't changed in 18 years. Listen to the traffic and travel.
23 before 9, this is Cool FM, the hot one on 97.4. Good morning, I'm Neil McLeod, doing the breakfast show for the next few weeks or so. Well, as long as I can keep my job, I suppose. Unfortunately, got to start with bad news. DOE Traffic Watch tell us traffic is heavy on Bridge End, West Link, Victoria Street and Dunbar Link. Everywhere else, traffic is busy, but moving reasonably well.
So I haven't changed too much,
sounds
has
familiar.
It? Back in the day, there was no M3 bridge. Do you know what
no.
I mean? Bridge End was whenever you came over the big bridge just heading down into the city from the Sydenham Bypass.
I remember
there was actually
that.
Two bridges in the trot, if you remember. There was, you went over one and then you went over the next one. And the newest one was the one with the yellow railings in the side, which are still there today.
Really? Two bridges?
There was two bridges. There was.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and I used to go up and down that way all the time.
There you go. One went over the railway track and then the next one went up over what was then just a big roundabout, which was Bridge End at the bottom of the Short Strand.
Right.
There you go. It's our 18th birthday, as if you didn't know.
Woohoo!
And I tell you this much, right?
Yes.
Back then, this is how they did the traffic and travel.
Cool FM travel.
The traffic is very busy. On, well, the General Docks area, A2 Bangor to Belfast Road, Millfield towards College Avenue. Busy on the M2 Citybound to Sandy Nose, M1 from Four Blacks Road to Broadway, Westlink towards the M1 Malone Road. Otherwise, it's moving well. Over at the City Airport this morning, Isle of Man flight unit 9:45 has been cancelled, and at the International, the London Gatwick flight unit 20 past 12, now delayed
to 10 past 2. You're bang up to date. 97.4 Cool FM. It's 10 past 9. I know it's early doors and the off licences aren't open, but ladies and gentlemen, not that we can dump binge drinking on this show. The booze has arrived.
Party time.
Now, let me open, of course, if you just joined us, our 18th birthday today.
One minute, sorry. Didn't know that was coming up. Oh, it didn't work. Look. I've got to blow it really hard. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
To all the team at Cool FM, congratulations on reaching your 18th birthday. May you continue to grow from strength to strength. Have a great day and enjoy your celebrations. Happy 18th from the marketing department at Hollywood and Donnelly. Niamh, Boyle, Brona, Nicola... Who else is on there? A whole host of people. Thank you all so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Well, we do have lots of cards to get through, by the way.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Where are they all?
Well, you see, to be honest,
they're in your bulging bag.
My bulging bag. Do you know what actually happened?
What?
And I feel awful about this. We got some yesterday and I took them home and of course I forgot to bring them in today.
Oh.
Anyway, if you send us a card in, thank you so much. And the postie still hasn't really arrived yet. Like, yeah, like the proper postman. Some things
Sonia
have been delivered
be,
by themselves.
Yeah.
So you'll get card mentions throughout the course of the day. So thank you all for them, for all your emails and all your calls and the whole shebang. Good morning, Cool FM.
Yo, 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 Pete, and happy birthday.
Yo, yo, yo to you. What is your name?
Colin.
Colin.
Here, Pete. Do you want to know my memories of Cool FM?
I do indeed.
When Cool goes quiet with my girlfriend, who is now my wife, when we were, let's say, in the car at the time.
Okay.
They were my earliest memories of Cool FM.
You were in the car at the time.
Oh,
I can just...
Lovers lanes and all that there, Pete.
I can tell you one thing, right?
Yeah.
I know certainly you weren't driving. Well, not the car anyway.
Well, that's for sure. Pete, keep a good work up, mate, because we've listened to it from the start as well, and it's absolutely superb.
Not a problem. Thank
Listen
you so
to
much.
Show every morning.
Nice one.
See you later.
Take it easy. 97.4 Cool FM. It's our 18th birthday today. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your name?
Happy birthday. Kev the Rev from Corridor.
Kev the Rev. Hello.
Yes. How are you?
Brilliant, mate. Thank you.
Good, good. Happy birthday to you all.
Thank you very much, Kev. Really appreciate it.
All the best.
Take it easy. 97.4 Cool FM. Hello.
Hi, Pete. It's Ted the Big American here.
Ted the Big American! How are you?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I want to wish you guys a happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And I want to tell Kirsty that her picture on the website brings a new meaning to her sexy good morning or her sexy hellos.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, listen, just for you, we'll do one more sexy hello, okay?
No, she hates doing them. Don't do it to her.
I know, but it's not for her, it's for you.
All right, that's all right then.
All right, no worries.
All right.
Thank you.
See you, bye-bye.
Right, so just for Ted.
I don't mind, just for Big Ted.
Just for Big Ted.
Just for Big Ted. Hi, Big Ted. It's the Big American.
Can we have a sexy birthday shout out for everybody at Cool FM?
No.
Yes. Go on, Kirsty. Go on. Just a big sexy hello to everybody at Cool FM and a big happy birthday. Go for it. Go for it.
Happy birthday, Cool FM.
Oh, yes!
You're 97.4.
It's our big birthday, 18 today. Thank you so much for being with us over the past 18 years as we sail on into the future.
Come on, baby, let's get away.
97.4 Cool FM. The last time I heard that tune was right here on 97.4 Cool FM, but like eons and eons and donkeys ago. Janet Jack's Escapade. I need, you know what's wrong?
What's wrong?
My mouth needs lubricated.
Does it?
Yes. I need to go up and sample some of that lovely fine beverages that have been left in our reception.
Should grab a bottle?
I think we need a bottle. Two! It's a 98 team. We should really...
sparkling.
This show is just being held together by a thread today. Any other lubricant maybe not really help us between now and 10. Anyway, we're 18. We have loads of memories. We're going to have two of the longest serving DJs who are still on 97.4 Cool FM coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes time and playing the tunes that define Cool FM for them. But we have more memories.
18th birthday memories from 97.4 Cool FM.
I really cannot believe that Cool FM launched 18 years ago. Talk about making someone feel old. I remember the day so well. We had a special marquee built in the car park to launch the brand new station. And there were lots of the new presenters kind of hovering around and people were trying to suss out who they were. Oh, that's John Kearns. Oh, that's Carolyn Stewart. And I don't know, it was just a really exciting time because, I don't know, big events in radio were few and far between, and people were used, obviously, to Radio Ulster and to Downtown being the kind of broadcast institutions of Northern Ireland. And you could feel that tension as the kind of the holders of the crown looked at the young whippersnappers and thought, oh, could they be about to steal it? But of course, we always knew there'd be room for everybody in the business. And Cool basically has just gone from strength to strength and provided more choice for listeners. And that's what it's all about. Although now it's 18, it's graduated itself. Hard to believe.
97.4 Cool FM.
Remembering the 7th of February, 1990.
Damn hot. Norman Cook looked so, so young.
That's really? He's connected?
Yeah, he was in Beats International. He was the founder. He was the main man. He played the bass in the band.
I think I have heard that fact before.
There you go. Right. That tune also reminds me of going to the Ice Rink in Bangor many, many years ago. Used to always be played. And you know what else used to always be played around the Ice Rink in Bangor? Dear Jessie by Madonna.
Yes.
Pink Elephants and Lemonade. Very good.
Yeah.
Right. Sad, I actually like that song. I know, but
it's a nice song.
It's tuneful.
Yeah, when she does it.
Morning, Pete and Kirsty. I was 19 when Cool FM was born.
Yeah.
Such a refreshing relief to anything else that was being offered to listen to. Now, 18 years later, I still listen. Love the breakfast show. We all listen to it on the way to school. And the six of us, not all mine, play along with Kids of the Answer and UUU Sticker Watch as we use the A2 Bangor to Belfast Road. That can be a good way to pass the time on sometimes a long trip to school. I remember when Downtown Radio was new, that's our sister station, my dad knew one of the presenters and we, my sister and I, were taken to the station. I was a little disappointed as the bands weren't really there singing live or the people singing the jingles. I was only about 6 or 7 at the time. Good morning, it's our 18th birthday, 9:30. You're listening to the Snodcast, the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show podcast, highlighting how the show celebrated 97.4 Cool FM's 18th birthday. Now, you would have heard this a while back, remember? I was away at Arden Abandon, right? Which is an outdoor pursuit centre down outside Castlewell, bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And I was away there for 5 days, away from home.
Scary.
And I was a bit homesick, I have to say.
No.
A wee bit. And I hated the food. Couldn't eat anything. Well, an hour or so after I made that comment on air, this call was patched through to the studio. Good morning. It's our 18th birthday today. Welcome to 97.4 Cool FM. It's the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. Now, I've just had a call patched through to the studio, and I don't know who it is. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is the kitchen staff in Arden Abandon calling, Pete.
Oh,
how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I believe you had a very bad experience in Arden Abandon many years ago with the food, is that correct?
If you were listening to the show earlier on, I did mention I was in Arden Abandon many, many years ago, and I was a wee bit homesick, I have to say, and the food was awful.
Really awful?
I'm sorry, I was a fussy
eater. It was a long time ago, though.
Well, you know, Pete, ironically, I do think that we remember you. I think you were the little snotty boy that stood at the hatch every evening and cried he didn't like the food and wet every bed in the centre.
I definitely did not wet the bed.
In actual fact, after you left, we had to get waterproof mattresses.
What is your name?
Now listen, how long ago was that? Would that have been 18 years ago?
Yeah, I was still in primary school. I'm 27 now, so yeah.
Well, honestly, we have come a long, long way. Like, actually, we are the premier centre, outdoor centre in Europe at the moment. And we have a group here at the moment that would just like to show their appreciation for Castle, for Arden Abandon. And just one wee moment.
They're obviously loving the food.
Did you hear that?
I heard that. They're obviously loving the food down at neck of the woods these days.
Loving the food.
Well, here, listen, thank you so much for coming on. The reason why I brought up Arden Abandon this morning was because whenever I was slightly homesick, I had a wee small tape player and like a wee small Walkman and had a radio on it. Mm-hmm. And I found Cool FM and from then I listened to it and that's what really made me want to be a DJ. And the tune that was playing at the time, whenever I was in Arden Abandon, a wee bit homesick, late at night, listening to my wee wireless radio, was this tune, which I'm going to play now. Okay, Pete? Which is Genesis and Jesus He Knows Me.
And you know, Pete, we would love to see you again.
Oh, well, I'd love to see you too.
Call anytime.
Well, thank you so much. I'll come down for dinner.
Absolutely. And thanks for taking our call.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
So this is a tuning question. Whenever, obviously, the food sucks somewhat and I was missing home at the age of 9 or 10. Jesus He Knows Me from Genesis. Talk about being stitched up. I did not wet the bed, ladies and gentlemen. I did not wet the bed. It's 20 to 10. It's already Tate's birthday. 97.4 Cool FM. 97.4 Cool FM. There's a tune that I apparently wet the bed to. Genesis, Jesus He Knows Me from way back in the day. One of our longest serving DJs and best mate, Mr. Paul Kennedy. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Kirsty.
Have you been up listening to the celebrations this morning?
I have indeed. In all fairness, when I say I've been up, I mean I set my alarm for 8:30.
All right, okay.
Which is late to you two, but yeah, you know,
it's early when you don't start to 2 in the afternoon.
Well, that's it, exactly.
Now, you started in Cool FM when?
1995.
95? I said it was 96 earlier on. There you go. You just made yourself another year older, mate. Sorry. And what do you remember about it back then?
I remember about it back then. One of my mates actually went to work in Cool first, a guy called Derek Flood. And I used to listen to him all the time. And I thought, man, he just sounds class. I want to work there. And literally, on a Thursday, I sent a tape up to the boss. And it was a cassette tape just of, you know, what I could do. And he phoned me on the Monday. And the following Monday, I was working there.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, it was really, really that quick.
Fantastic. And you've been here for how many years now?
13.
Yeah. Better not mention that.
Sorry.
Not mention that. Paul's just turned 25 there in his last birthday.
Yes, I started when I was 4.
Right, okay, so we're asking you this morning, obviously at Genesis, that really, really reminds me of Cool FM. What is the tune that sort of depicts Cool FM yourself?
Well, two things remind me of Cool. Did you get the email I sent you last night?
Yes, with the jingles.
With the Miles Moore music?
Yes.
Can I hear that, please?
Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Bum, 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 bum.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, it does sort of put me on the spot because I didn't have that ready. But I'm getting it for you now. Anyway, move on with your thoughts.
Well, my digital radio's on in the background because I want to hear it on the radio.
I don't believe you. Seriously.
Yeah, wait till you hear the delay. Hold on a wee second. Hold on. Delay.
Right, okay.
In comparison to the other radio stations, they're about 10 years behind us. That's only a second and a half.
Right, here's your jingle.
Let's do it.
Miles Moore Music.
Oh, it's
perfect.
There you go.
Still going down his end.
You know, that's better than at least three things I can think about right now. just hearing that again is class. And the other song is from the first year that Cool started broadcasting. I don't know, for some reason, I can hear all the jingles around and the DJ as well. And you know what? I'm that sad I probably have taped it off the radio somewhere as well. And the song is EMF Unbelievable.
Done for you, matey. Thank you. Who do you have on the show this afternoon?
I've got John Kearns, I've got Paul Buckle, and I've got me.
Hey! All classic Cool FM DJs.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Right, moving on. Stephen Woods.
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning. Well, this is a first for me. I've never actually done a radio broadcast from bed before. You've got to remember, this is the middle of the night.
Set the scene. You're in bed with Woody.
No, believe me, it's not as good as mine.
Obviously, you were on the 2 o'clock this morning, and you're rounding off for celebrations at 2 o'clock this evening, and you're one of the longest-serving members in Cool FM. What does Cool FM mean to you? What do you remember from way back in the day?
Well, firstly, thanks for making me feel old.
You're welcome.
Every presenter, the one show that you really want to do, and you'll probably agree with me, Pete, is The Breakfast Show. And I think it was 1995, 96 that I did The Breakfast Show. And I love doing the show, but I don't know if you agree, but you see getting up early, you see getting up at like 4:30 in the morning, it does take its toll on you.
It does.
Yeah, I know. I've got the lines to prove it already. In my tender young age of 27.
Yeah, but anyway, listen, we're 18. I don't have the grumpy trousers on this morning.
Nice!
the bedroom session tonight, we're doing a special. A lot of the songs are going to be from the year we launched, 1990. And if anyone's listening this morning has got a song for tonight between 11 and midnight, get in touch and we'll do our best to play it for you.
Excellent. Stephen.Woods at CoolFM.co.uk. Woody, what tune reminds you most of Cool FM?
Well, I think it's got to be a song that was around when I started doing breakfast in and around that time. And one song that was really popular, and I don't know if you remember this, Pete, it was a guy called Joshua Cadison and a song called Jesse. And we still get a lot of people asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just one of those tunes that have defined Cool FM, along with so many others that no other radio station in the UK played apart from us.
Yeah, that's right. Great tune.
We'll get on now. Woody's on tonight, folks, from 10 p.m. The bedroom session's between 11 and midnight. Thank you, Stephen.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Cheers.
It's 5 to 10 on the Pete's Northern Breakfast Show. Good morning, Cool FM.
Good morning, Pete.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Pete, of a wee rhyme here for you for your birthday.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. I wake up feeling a fool until I turn on to Cool. Suddenly I'm light on my feet to the sounds of Kirsty and Pete. Happy birthday. Here's to many more. Keep the music coming. Happy times galore.
Oh, thank you so much. What's your name?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, well, thank you, and thanks for the birthday wishes.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. So there you go, reliving the memories, or perhaps giving you a wee bit of an education. That is how the Pete's Northern Breakfast Show celebrated Cool FM's coming of age. 18 years of being number one for hit music. And here's hoping there's another 18 successful years to come. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. And thank you for tuning to 97.4 Cool FM. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show is broadcast weekday mornings between 6 and 10 on 97.4 FM, online at coolfm.co.uk, and province-wide on DAB Digital Radio.